Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Meeting of ruling parties criticize president's move, terming it unconstitutional. CPN-UML demands government must act to control and prevent dengue. Japan provides 16 billion rupees assistance for improving irrigation system in eastern Terai and upgrading urban transmission line. And put in signs decree on parcel mobilization. Now the news in detail. The ruling parties have expressed concern over the president's decision not to certify the citizenship bill. The bill was sent to the head of the state for authentication following its re-endorsement by the House of Representatives and the National Assembly. A meeting of the four ruling parties today at the Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar, concluded that the President failed to implement and protect the Constitution by not certifying the Citizenship Bill within the constitutional deadline. A press note issued after the meeting of the leaders of the ruling parties states that by the move of the President, children of those parents who possess Nepali citizenship have been denied their constitutional right to obtain the citizenship bill. They blamed the move of being capable of attacking on the people's sovereignty, constitutional supremacy and basic democratic norms and values. In this statement, the leaders have urged all political parties, civil society and media who defend the democratic republic and constitutional system to remain alert against the president's move. The note is signed by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPN Mao Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal's Chair Upendra Yadav. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has said the person who holds the post to comply with and protect the Constitution is not allowed to go beyond the constitutional limitations. Issuing a press statement today, the Vice President urged one and all to abide by and protect the Constitution. The ruling coalition leaders have discussed with the legal experts regarding the matters of the President not certifying the Citizenship Bill. Prime Minister's press coordinator Govinda Pariyar said, in the meeting held at Balwatar today, the legal experts advised the government to sue the president at Supreme Court. During the meeting, the legal experts suggested that the president could not return the... bill endorsed by the parliament once, but she could not do so twice. Legal expert Padma Roka said they had just furnished a suggestion, but the necessary move would be taken by the coalition leaders. The Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority has submitted its annual report of the fiscal year 2021-2022 to President Vidyadevi Bhandari today. The Office of the President informed that Chief Commissioner of the Anti-Graft Body, Prem Kumar Rai, presented the report to the President amid a ceremony held at the Office of the President. The CPN-UML has demanded the government prevent and control dengue that is taking its toll across the country. CPN-UML Central Secretary Yogesh Bhattarai issued a statement that the infection was becoming serious and the government must contain it. Bhattarai said the UML's attention has been drawn to health crisis created by the infection in all over the country. The party has accused the incumbent government of lagging behind to prevent and control the disease, raise awareness and provide treatment to dengue patients. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiyan, mutton khana 200 rupiyan. Oi! मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Japan has decided to provide a grant assistance of 2 billion rupees for the implementation of the project for improvement and rehabilitation of irrigation system in eastern Terai. In addition to this, Japan has agreed to ensure concessional loan assistance up to 14.2 billion rupees for the urban transmission and distribution system improvement project to Nepal. The Embassy of Japan affirms that Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Kikuta Yutaka and Secretary at the Ministry of Finance Krishna Hari Puskar signed the agreement amidst a program at the Ministry of Finance today. On the occasion, Ambassador Yutaka pledged to extend all possible assistance to Nepal in its endeavor for nation building and strengthening the friendly relationship between the people of Japan and Nepal. The Election Commission has appointed chief returning officers and returning officers for the November 20th election. As per the statement issued by the Commission today, the Commission has appointed the district judges of each district as chief returning officers in 77 districts and officials from judicial services as returning officers in other 88 constituencies. Likewise, the Commission has published a schedule to collect temporary voters' lists to be used for proportional election system for the November 20th election. Issuing a statement today, the Commission has said people could update their voters' list from tomorrow till 12th of October. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has said that he had signed a decree on partial mobilization beginning on Wednesday to bolster forces in Ukraine. Putin made the announcement in a televised address to the nation on the day. He accused Western countries of trying to weaken, divide and ultimately destroy Russia. He said the decision to conduct the preemptive operation in Ukraine was necessary and the only choice available and that its aim is to liberate the eastern Ukraine region of Donbas. He said the mobilization targets only people in the military service. Putin also referred to planned referendum on joining Ukrainian regions to Russia. The separatists in Ukraine's eastern region have said the votes will be held between September 23rd to 27th. The move has been criticized by Western countries. At least 10 people were killed in monsoon rain-triggered flash floods in Pakistan in last 24 hours. Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority has said 4 children and 2 women were among those who lost their lives in separate flood-related incidents as per the update on Tuesday. The total death toll in Pakistan from this season's monsoon rain and floods since mid-June has risen to around 1,569. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Meeting of ruling parties criticize president's move terming it unconstitutional. CPN UML demands government must act to control and prevent dengue. Japan provides 16 billion rupees assistance for improving irrigation system in eastern Terai and upgrading urban transmission line. And Putin signs decree on parcel mobilization. That's the end of News Bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.